Welcome to the CMS Personalized Learning Leader Voice Podcast, Episode 3. My name is Lorinda Deneen, and I'm the proud principal of Idyllwild Elementary School. Today, I'm going to talk with you about the importance of coaching. I believe coaching is one of the most important factors in leveraging the leadership in your building, and it's one of the best ways to consistently enhance teaching and improve student outcomes. However, coaching is so much more than simply conducting a quick walkthrough class visit and providing a teacher with feedback about what was observed. Coaching, in essence, is all about relationships. So an intense focus on relationships and people must be at the heart of everything coaching related. Since coaching is so important, this podcast will highlight how the coaching model at Idyllwild came to life through the creation of a four-part relationship-focused approach. To be completely transparent, introducing this approach to my team so we could apply each part and develop our model has been one of the best experiences I've had as a leader. This approach has worked like a champ for us as we work to get things started. I hope it helps you establish a system and process for leveraging coaching relationships for change in your schools. To develop the coaching model at Idyllwild, the first part of the relationship-focused approach was selecting the right people to serve as coaches. I took into consideration what I knew about each individual and what they brought to the table. Not only what they would bring to the coaching table, but what they would bring to the design table. I wanted a diverse group of individuals, those with a variety of experiences, differing years in education, a multitude of roles and job assignments, and varying backgrounds. Diversity was important because I wanted the designing of our model to be based on multiple perspectives, and I knew those who would be coached had diverse needs. Fortunately, the members of my leadership team fit this mold perfectly. When we started, I asked each coach to read the book Leverage Leadership by Paul Bambrick Santoyo. The goal of this reading was to make certain there would be common ground during the design process. For me, it was important for everyone to maintain focus on creating a non-evaluative model, a model that allowed for growth and opportunity for everyone. Upon completion of the reading, we met to discuss the central message of each chapter, highlight what we were already doing well, and outline the aspects we wanted to focus on based on our knowledge of the individuals we would be coaching and the needs of our school. Next, I asked the coaching team to list everything they expect from a highly effective teacher in a highly effective classroom. After creating this extensive list, we combined ideas and sorted everything into categories. The categories became our levers for change and improvement. The levers would help us identify exactly what we planned to look for when conducting each class visit so we could determine an appropriate and timely action step. In order to make sure each coach was aligned, we visited classrooms together on multiple occasions for calibration. This was a fundamental preparation component because I wanted to be certain we were looking for the same high leverage aspects for change and improvement, accurately prioritizing the levers, and carefully determining an action step that was small, could be quickly implemented, and would have an overall positive impact. The second part of the relationship-focused approach was strategically pairing coaches and teachers. This was done based on knowledge of the team. Knowing each person as an individual was important because I wanted to be sure personality types matched, teaching styles and philosophies were considered, and the strengths and limitations of each coach and teacher were taken into account. Additionally, it was important to balance each coach's caseload so everyone was assigned teachers with varying levels of experience and effectiveness and from multiple job assignments. This part was critical because assigning coaches and teachers is creating partners, and for any partnership to function successfully, all aspects must gel perfectly. This step was also the most difficult because getting it right was of utmost importance. I can liken this part of the process to attempting to solve a Rubik's Cube. It took several days and multiple attempts before the just right combination was found. The third part of the relationship-focused approach became the first implementation phase of our coaching model because it focused solely on each coach and teacher establishing genuine relationships. As a believer in the importance of teamwork being a driving force in moving everyone forward together, I established the team concept in my first year at Idyllwild. Over the last 3 years, we have worked to create an environment where we capitalize on the talent in our building because we know the expertise lies within our walls. We have made the commitment to put 100% effort into all we do with energy and enthusiasm. We applaud one another for personal and professional successes and wins, and we work hard to make every moment meaningful for everyone through building relationships. The team concept had already helped us ensure relationships were built, but we knew the coaching model would take them to the next level. The coaches started with commitment meetings that included goal setting. One of the interesting things that came from almost all meetings was teachers, even those who weren't a part of the Year 2 personalized learning plan, wanted to grow their skill set in implementing personalized learning. I'm so proud that this initiative has taken off like wildfire at our school. This has happened mostly because the data has shown that the teachers who have fully invested in personalized learning have had remarkable outcomes with students. Additionally, our teachers have indicated that one of the most powerful forms of professional development is the experience of learning from one another because it inspires them to change and improve their practice. The work we're doing with coaching is helping us initiate learning walks and provide release time for teachers to visit other classrooms. Our model is giving the coaches the knowledge needed to provide teachers with direction about who to visit and what to see, because now that we really know our strengths and limitations, we can use them to our advantage. We knew relationships would be so important for our coaching, especially coaching for change and improvement with personalized learning, because personalized learning has to be just that, personalized, and personalized for every teacher. And the only way to support true growth and opportunity is to establish relationships where teachers believe their coach has a vested interest in their success. Finally, the fourth part of the relationship-focused approach centered around how we initiated our coaching model. It's the part that happened from the beginning, and it will never cease until it becomes internalized by everyone. It's the frequent and consistent messaging that our coaching model is all about relationships and is completely non-evaluative. It's about ensuring a growth mindset for everyone. Through personalized learning, we teach our students about the power of the word yet, so it's imperative that our entire team understand it and lives it as well. When we initiated the implementation of personalized learning last year, we knew the only way to ensure our efforts would be game-changing for students was to allow safe practice and provide purposeful feedback. Teachers needed to know they would most likely fail before succeeding. They would have to get comfortable with losing control in order to establish practices that would give students autonomy and ownership, because this is what true control looks like. The only way to do this was for teachers to hear this message from me and the leadership team over and over again. Moreover, I had to be vulnerable for them. I had to be transparent about what we were doing, and I had to open up my practice to show them what failing and losing control looked like, that it's acceptable and it's necessary for real change and improvement to occur. The team needed to know that I was being coached, that I am constantly seeking learning opportunities, and that growth and improvement are always my personal and professional goals. While opening up and being vulnerable are not completely comfortable for most leaders, it's probably the most important thing we can do, because until our team knows exactly who we are and they see us experience it, there's no way to ever build real relationships with them. Without those genuine relationships, there is no way to enhance and change our practices. And until teaching practices and the way we've always done business and education changes, there is no way to truly impact student outcomes. We are still in the early stages of implementing our coaching model, but the feedback I've received from coaches and teachers indicates we are definitely moving in the right direction. I'm very grateful that we're growing and learning together in an atmosphere that focuses on personalizing our classrooms and improving our practice through coaching relationships. I want to thank you for listening to the CMS Personalized Learning Leader Voice podcast. We look forward to learning more with you next month.